every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
It's time for On Point Live. Hi, everybody. I'm Michael Horn with the stars of our show. The fearless quarterback known for leading the Rams to Super Bowl 79 with a cannon arm, number 15, Vince Ferragamo. And alongside him, we have Hall of Famer, seven-time Pro Bowler, four-time NFC Offensive Lineman of the Year, number 78, Jackie Slater. Welcome, gentlemen, to the show.
Good
Michael,
to be here.
It's good to be on.
Good to be on with you, Michael. We just miss you, man. We hope you get feeling better.
Yeah, I'll be back in
Join
there soon.
Join us in person.
Yeah, I will. I'm going to bring. Yeah, well, I'm eating the Harmony cheese here. It comes to me first, so I just get it. That's it.
Are you getting the? Are you eating the Abrigelli or the six pepper cheddar?
Well, all of them. You haven't had any in a few weeks, have you?
Well,
that's our sponsor, everybody. HarmonyCheese.com. Here's the deal: you go to their website and you order the cheese. HarmonyCheese.com. If you mention CRN Talk, I think get like 15% off,
that's
a discount there. So go to HarmonyCheese.com, and we'll be talking about some cheeses there too. Also, we're on Instagram at on.point.live. We got our YouTube channel up and going live with On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. And our email, you can email us any old time, onpoint@crntalk.com. That's onpoint@crntalk.com, I'll tell you. And we had a little email that came in here, Jackie and Vince. For you, Vince, a guy, John Zachary, said, I came along late 82, transferred to Lincoln to play for Tom Armstrong.
Tom Osborne.
Right? I do remember watching Ferragamo with the Rams. I just didn't see the Super Bowl. Eric Dickerson said Vince was the only good quarterback he had in L.A. What do you think about that one?
That's pretty cool.
Well, he's calling
yeah, I think
like
John's going to win something, I'm sure, after those comments.
Yeah, but that's an indication, what that guy just said, that people are following the Rams and have some passion for football here in L.A. because what he said was actually very, very true in the way we always view things around. Here,
we have avid fans, Jackie. You know that.
We certainly do. Yeah. We certainly
we got
do.
Got another one here. Rod says, hello, Vince. You were the reason I became a Rams fan. Hey. Italian,
see,
like
they
me.
They like quarterbacks. That's
they like
right.
quarterbacks.
You know, we,
like
all,
quarterback.
We all pull for the Italians.
Yeah,
why not?
They like quarterbacks, and they put up with the big uglies, which we were called.
Here's one more from Mike Horn. It says, Jackie, you are my absolute favorite. Do I win the prize?
There you go. He'll be in the running.
From Mike Horn, the guy
from
that's
Mike Horn.
Talking.
That's right.
That's it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We got a lot to talk about, rundown last week's games, look ahead, and a whole lot more. It is On Point Live. Stay with us here. Email us, onpoint@crntalk.com. And now for Harmony Cheese, here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature golden age cheeses are a symphony of taste. From the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abrigelli to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our portabella and chive Abrigelli.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com.
Hi, everyone. Gina Belich here with the Legal Help Center. And we have a special guest with us today, Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis. So, Vernon, tell all of our radio listeners who should call right now.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me join you here in the studio. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Touchdown. Vince Ferragamo is inviting you to experience the taste of victory, not on the field, but in your glass. From NFL quarterback to winemaker, Vince Ferragamo has brought the same passion and dedication that lit up stadiums to crafting world-class wines. At Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, you'll find award-winning Italian varietals, including the luxurious Super Tuscan Blend Caressa J, Bold Primitivo, Elegant Pinot Nero, and Rich Sangiovese. All gold medal and 90-plus point winners. Perfectly paired with food, cheese, or enjoyed on their own, these wines bring a touch of Italy to your table. Why wait? Make tonight a celebration. Visit VinceFerragamoVineyards.com now and experience the magic of fine wines crafted by a true legend. That's VinceFerragamoVineyards.com. Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, where fine wine meets greatness. Welcome back to On Point Live with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. Boy, their big games were going last week. We had the Rams taking care of the Colts 27-20. Did I mention that both of these gentlemen played with the Los Angeles Rams, were in the Super Bowl as a Ram? Jackie, let's start with you. What are some key facts that you looked at in this Rams-Colts game, 27-20, the Rams won?
Well, one of the main things I noticed is that, you know, when you think about Puka Nacua, when you think about Cooper Kupp, when you think about Megatron, Calvin Johnson of the Detroit Lions, what's the one thing that all three of those guys have in common, Vince?
The quarterback,
Matthew Stafford. You know, I went to that game, and I'm sitting there at the 50-yard line, and I'm just amazed at the accuracy in which Matthew Stafford is delivering the ball. I've always been impressed with his demeanor in the huddle, the way he calls the plays. Sometimes you can tell that the head coach over there, Sean McVay, is getting a little excited and perhaps trying to feed him too much information, and he'll just cut him off and start talking to the team. The guy takes over a situation. You know, I know the value of a great quarterback, Vince, and I see it every time I watch Matthew Stafford. I would love to have had a chance to play with him just like when I played with you.
Well, you know, Jackie, you mentioned the quarterback, and of course he's the key to any offense and any team, and Matt Stafford's really delivered for the Rams, and of all of us fans here for the Los Angeles Rams are all pulling for them each and every week, and you see how many games he has affected the team in a positive way.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, how many of all-time game leaders that come from behind to win in the fourth quarter, he ranks fifth on the all-time list, Jackie.
Wow.
That's amazing. So he can really deliver when it's crunch
There's
time.
There's no doubt about it.
But he's got the receivers, and he's got his offensive line. You mentioned the offensive line, how well they're protecting for him. And, you know, the key to any team, again, it starts up front. It starts with the protection for the quarterback.
Right.
And then when you got a guy like Puka Nacua, Jackie,
he's averaged 10 passes. Vince, wait a minute now. I've been around a lot of good receivers, and I'm looking today and seeing the price that premium receivers are earning in the National Football League. I think about those two boys up in Minnesota, the two in Kansas City, great, great athletes. When I look at Puka Nacua, when I look at Cooper Kupp, I don't see dazzling speed. I don't see flashy moves coming in and out of the breaks. I just see hard-working consistency at everything that they do. Hard-working, clean consistency. And if that ball comes that way, there is no one in all of pro football that can catch a football any better than Puka Nacua. No one. And I have to say that The guy does it with a measurable amount of humility. He runs routes as hard as anybody that I've ever seen. And then when that ball is in, if there's a contentious a ball where he is contending with a defender in the ball, he's going to make the play. He's going to come down with the ball. And as an offensive lineman, man, there's nothing better than knowing that you have a guy that can make plays at the line of scrimmage if you hand the ball out to him from behind, and that same guy that can go 15 yards down the field and catch every ball thrown his way. He's an impressive guy to watch and have as a teammate.
And if it's contested, as you mentioned, Jack, he always comes up with the catch.
Oh, he always comes up with the catch.
Okay, so if it's one-on-one, and that's what surprises me, why more teams don't double cover great receivers like that. You know, in the Philadelphia game, the Philadelphia was lucky to win that game because they threw five consecutive balls to Puka, and he caught them. Set them up for the game-winning field goal, which was blocked. The block party happens every week, seems like. But, you know, this time, when you see him catch 12 passes for 170 yards.
13 passes.
Or 13, I'm sorry. He averaged over 10 catches per game.
He was targeted 17 times, and he caught 13 on
offense. Why not throw it to the guy who always gets open?
Absolutely.
And, you know, they're consistently moving the ball. But as you mentioned, Jackie, half of it is the skill level of the receiver. The other half, or probably more so, is the way the game plan is structured and how they come up with the pass routes to get these guys open. It's the mental process that a Sean McVay can do.
Understanding coverages and how they play them. Because I'm going to tell you, Vince, at the game the other day, I'm sitting there, and I'm not believing my eyes that I'm seeing this. Devontae Adams came off the football, and I guarantee you he was not running 100% of the speed that he has at this particular age in his life. He could run a much faster route. I looked at him, and I watched him, and I thought, I'm looking for the hamstring to flare up. And I watched him meander off the ball, and he covered about 14 to 15 yards on his route. And the ball was thrown to him as the primary receiver. He was wide open. There wasn't a defender within 3, 4, 5 yards of the guy.
Right.
And I'm thinking to myself, that's all Sean McVay. That's the quarterback understanding what they're trying to get done and knowing how the coverage is going to be played. I'm telling you, man, there is nobody in all of pro football right now that's doing a better job of recognizing and understanding pass coverages and beating those coverages with the routes that they run and delivering the ball like Matthew Stafford is to these guys. There's nobody in pro football doing it any better now.
Jackie, let me ask you a question here, because Vince and I were forced to stay at home and drink Clarissa J. great Ferragamo wine. You were at the game, so very important.
Yeah.
Hot dog or hamburger, what did you have? Because you've not been in the stands. You were always on the field.
Well, I had a little bit of everything. I had my options. You know, I actually had a cold cut ham sandwich. I had some fried chicken fingers they had
even
a couple of wings there. And then, of course, you got to have your chocolate chip cookies for dessert.
How about tomahawk steak?
They didn't have tomahawk steak.
You should have been a nurse.
I wasn't in the Stan Crunkies.
Wait till we get to Kansas City.
Oh,
wait till we get to the new Kansas City restaurant there.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Patrick Mahomes and Kelsey.
What is this, 1547?
Well, Michael, just to elaborate on those points.
Yes, because they have 42 receptions for Cooper or Puka Nacua this season, tied with Cooper Kupp.
Right.
And this is a record of receiving yards in the first four games. What do you think, Vince?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's not always how fast you can run, okay? Because I remember watching Cooper Kupp run, Puka Nacua, and now Devontae Adams. It's the change of speed that gets you open in coverages, especially against zone coverages. So as Jackie noticed, you know, he saw Devontae just running there like half speed. Well, that was purposely done in diagram that way to get him open. So, I mean, there's a lot of different ways to be successful in the passing game, and that's one of the ways. And that's always constructed by the game plan. But, again, I was impressed with the Rams' defense too, Jackie, how they got after the
goodness.
Colts. The Colts were one of the few teams in the NFL in this early season to only punt once in three games.
Right.
This game, they punted four times.
Four times.
So that means they were stopped in their drive. And the pressure that resulted with Daniel Jones throwing a couple picks, I mean, it didn't help their chances of winning. But you saw big plays in this game that could have went the other way. Adai Mitchell, You know, he had the one drop pass, right, Jack? He had the complete touchdown. He fumbled the ball right going in to score.
It's the same old deal where the ego of the rookie in the National Football League wants to show that he's having some success. He's beaten the coverage. The ball's been delivered perfectly.
6 points.
He's about to score the touchdown, and he wants to show everybody that he can drop the ball just before he scores. Well, and that's exactly what he did. And the ball came out, and it was the Rams ball. Then a little bit later, Vince. Jonathan had a big run,
right,
and he was holding a Rams defensive back. The guy had two back-breaking penalties in that game that only a rookie is going to make those.
And
mistakes.
You mentioned that, and I looked at it as if, wow, that was a late call because Jonathan Taylor was running for a touchdown. All of a sudden, the flag drops. But now, is there a little favoritism going on there? Because, you know, I saw a couple other plays in this game. You know, I saw Daniel Jones get hit helmet to helmet. Is not a helmet to helmet an illegal contact for any player, let alone a quarterback?
Yes, yep. It's illegal.
But there was no call. It was no call. And there was another play where the referee signaled first down for the Rams on a quarterback sneak that was very questionable. And the head linesman and the line judge are supposed to make that call? Okay. Well, it just seems a little crazy. And then another play I have to mention.
What are you saying?
They were going in for another score, the Colts. I just want to see a team win fairly, okay? Not influenced by a call, because it really does. It inflates the competitive spirit of athletes. But Tyler Warren, who's a great player for the Colts, was called for pass interference on the 5-yard line going in to score.
I don't know what you're looking at.
That should be what in the world.
I don't know what you're looking at, Vinny.
You were at the game?
You were at the game.
We beat him fair and square.
He missed those at the salad bar, let me tell you. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't forget to email us onpoint@crntalk.com. onpoint@crntalk.com. Check out our sponsor, harmonycheese.com. And our website, onpointlive.net. We'll be back. Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater, On Point Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn along with Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater, both Los Angeles Rams. And Jackie, you're a Hall of Famer. You've got some Hall of Fame news before we leave the Rams here. What you got for us?
Well, I think it's very special news, too. You know, a lot of people right here in Southern California, they remember the Rams when they were in St. Louis, and then they see them coming here. And a lot of people, Vince, don't remember that the Rams were in L.A. before they went to St. Louis. Oh, and for those people who remember, who are old enough to remember, and many of us are seniors now, but there are, on the senior committee, there have been a selection of 5 former Los Angeles Rams that are in the senior category for the Pro Football Hall of Fame this year. And, Vince, you know, I played with all of them but one.
There you go, Mike.
I played with all of them but one. That's Isaiah Robinson, who many of the Rams players don't even know, he was the Jared Verse of his year. He was the rookie, defensive rookie of the year, and he went to Southern University.
We used to call him Butch. Remember?
We used to call him Butch, yeah. He was a defensive rookie of the year. He's up as a finalist. We have Harold Jackson, who was a wide receiver, played with the Rams for a long, long time, played a 16 years in the NFL.
One of the fastest guys I've ever seen.
Absolutely. And then two of my former linemates, Doug Smith, who was my longest tenured teammate. He was a center. He played 14 years. He's in that category for finalists. And then Dennis Harrer, who played right next to me for 13 years, he's one of the guys. So there are 5 former Los Angeles Rams, or should I say 4 former Los Angeles Rams, and Torrey Holt from the Greatest Show on Turf that are in the category for Hall of Fame inductees this year. Let's keep our fingers crossed, Ram fans, because all of these guys deserve to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. That's going to be cool to see how it shakes out.
Awesome. All right, time to take a dinner break. Let's get to Kansas City and go to the steakhouse there with Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes.
I'm ready
opening
for
it
that
up.
One.
They got the Chiefs finally get going here. They get a big win, 37 to the Ravens 20. What do you think, Vince Ferragamo?
Well, you know, here again, the Chiefs had a wake-up call last week. Michael, they win the game. They come back this week even more spiked up to get to do a great performance. The big key in this game was Xavier Worthy coming together. He had 2 rushes for like 38 yards. He had 5 receptions. I mean, he was all over the field. A great weapon for Patrick Mahomes. They got the running game going. I think they scored, I don't know. Patrick had 4 touchdown passes. It was just a sensational game. Great defense by Spagnuolo. They used a double spy technique on Lamar Jackson. I mean, it was just a great game plan. It was great to watch.
You know what it reminded me of, Vince? It reminded me of me going into Candlestick and me watching a George Seifert coached football team where they just did everything methodically and everything was being done correctly. The timing of the passes, the timing of the breaks, the timing of the routes, the protections that they were using. And there were times when the protection was shabby. Guys would be pushing off offensive linemen and going directly to the quarterback. But, boom, the ball was out, right on the money, and they got a first down. This was, to me, the West Coast offense being worked to perfection with what we just saw.
Execution was 100%.
It was unbelievable. Efficient they were.
That takes practice. It takes preparation. It takes getting knocked around a little bit.
Right.
I mean, last week you saw Andy Reid jump right in the face of Travis Kelce.
Absolutely. Chest bumping.
Guess how many passes he caught this week?
How many?
5 passes for 48 yards. He came alive. Okay, not only him, Tyquan Thornton got in the act, catching a touchdown pass.
He sure did.
Xavier Worthy
and
was
their
great.
Quarterback got back on track.
Oh my gosh! And the pass protection was everything was working in concert with one another.
It was a
and
beautiful
their defense,
performance.
All phases of the game, Michael. That the Chiefs are again are resurrected themselves.
I think so too. And they're still the team in the AFC to be reckoned with, and that includes Buffalo. I mean, they're going to have to beat Kansas City because they are headed in a different direction, in my opinion.
Ravens offense struggled a little bit. Derrick Henry not being on the field for
third and one.
Okay, we have a what in the world.
That's a what in the world. What in the world is going on? Now, I don't know if they did this because Derrick has fumbled the football in the last couple of games or not. But all I know is this. If it's fourth and one, if it's third and one, and you have Derrick Henry on your football team, why not give him the ball? Well, it doesn't matter where you are on the field. Why not give him the ball?
Well, he's a threat running the football.
You only need 1 yard.
And it wasn't a breakdown in confidence because a guy like that doesn't get broken down. I mean, he fumbles the ball. He gets the ball ripped out of his hands at some point. But, again, third and one, fourth and one, you got to keep in as a threat. Anyway, I mean, if they go play action pass, all the better. But you got to have him in the game.
And Vince,
and I don't know, Todd Monken, I don't know what they were thinking along those
lines. I don't
know
what they were thinking, but, you know, you can be blind, crippled, and crazy on third and one have a productive run block. You can have a productive run block.
And a guy like that will run you over.
There's no way you cheat an offensive lineman out of the opportunity to gain some momentum emotionally, physically, everything else against these pass rushers, which is all of them want to be, by not giving him the football into the teeth of that defense. No, I don't believe that ever should happen.
All right, Vince Ferragamo, who wants to win this game? Packers 40, Cowboys 40. That lead shifted back and forth the Sunday night game. Come on now. What'd you see there?
Well, here's my I'd rather be good than lucky. Or I'd rather be lucky than good.
Lucky than good.
Okay, there it is. Okay, Jordan Love, this game went back and forth. I don't know where the defenses were in this game. They were playing man-to-man coverage, and they were getting beat every time. Dak Prescott would roll out, throw a deep pass. You know, I mean, Pickens would catch the ball. Someone would catch the ball deep down the field. One-on-one coverage? Come on. Where's the zone defense, especially when they're moving the ball in the air like they were, Jackie? But the rather be lucky than good happened to Jordan Love. The last play of the game, he broke the huddle with 23 seconds.
Was he looking at the clock, Vince?
You have to know the clock as a quarterback. You can't snap the ball with 6 seconds and throw a pass towards the end zone. Expect to get another play. It just doesn't happen. So, if he would have snapped the ball with 15 or 16 seconds, Jackie, for all you quarterbacks out there, you have enough time, if it's an incomplete ball thrown in the end zone, to come back and kick the game-tying field goal or game-winning field goal.
Right. In this case,
he was lucky. They won. They at least they should have lost the game.
They should have lost that game
to the Cowboys, and they kicked the ball for the game-winning tie.
They had an automatic alarm. He was waiting to hear this. And he almost had. Oh, you don't want
to
hear that.
I was thinking to myself, Vince got to be going stone crazy watching this situation.
And these quarterbacks are throwing for over 300 and some yards. Heck, three or four touchdown passes.
What did he think he was going to do?
I mean, come on.
Hail it up in there.
We have to talk about. And this goes back to you. The Micah Parsons trade.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the in regulation.
Absolutely.
It could have been all Cowboys. Who made the tackle?
There's no doubt in my mind. If Dak Prescott had taken three more steps, he would have scored.
He's in the
end zone. He was that close. He would have been in the end zone. But then look at Michael Parsons. And what has he been known for, Vince? Relentless effort. This guy came in the backfield. If you had looked at how far he was away from the quarterback, you would never have thought he would have caught it. Would have thought that. But he never slowed down. He never stopped. He was Michael Parsons, 100%. And he can live the rest of his life knowing that if he doesn't hustle the way he did on that particular play, they would have lost that game to the Cowboys. He was the reason why they ended up tying the game.
And, Mike, that's the reason why he's the second highest paid behind any quarterback in the league. So
absolutely.
He's the highest paid non-quarterback
absolutely.
In the NFL.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Cowboys so far this season, number one offense, 404.3 yards per game. number 32 defense, 420.5 yards.
That
per game.
Doesn't go together. I don't think I want that.
They need a guy. They need more Michael Parsons, I guess.
I've been on a couple of teams like that, Vince, where the numbers were so closely.
Lopsided.
But you're not winning any games. You're not winning the game.
What wins games for you in the NFL? Defense.
Defense, and you got to consistently
run the football.
And eventually,
why are the Rams winning, Jackie, right now?
Because
they're running the ball. They're playing great defense.
They are running the football.
Mix it up.
And you know the thing, Vince, a lot of people don't know this, but Dante Scarnecchia, who was the offensive line coach for the New England Patriots for years, all during those
the best offensive line coach.
No, all those dynasty years.
Yes.
In fact, one of his players is the offensive line coach with the Rams right now. One of his players is. And the guy is about 6'2".
Ryan Wendell. Right.
Ryan Wendell is about 6'2", and at that time he may have weighed 285 or something like that. Real smart guy, I understand. But he was never put in a position where he had to use brute force strength to knock anybody off the ball. And the Patriots always had a good run game. So if you look at the Rams and the plays that they're running, what you're going to see is a lot of misdirection things. You'll see some of those undersized guards like Limmer and Dedich. You'll see them take off and go one way, and then the defenders following them, and boom, all of a sudden the offensive lineman has come from the other side.
Let me say one thing.
Kick them out, and the ball is going right up the middle behind the block.
What about a double team with one of the weak links to cover up their
weakness? Do it all the time.
All right,
they do it all the time.
And they're doubling the guy.
Absolutely.
And they're singling with their good offensive line play, and they're making yards.
They're making yards, and it's all misdirection. It's making you guess. The Rams, in my opinion, do as well a job as anybody in all of pro football of making you guess how to play traditional run blocking schemes. You know, how to play a double team, how to play a triple between a tackle and a tight end, how to play a pulling guard to the outside, a pulling guard to the inside, because they are always looking to counter your first instincts. And that is very, very difficult to deal with as a defensive
lineman. You think the 49ers can take them on? I don't think so. They are not ready for this team.
No more different.
Not anymore.
No more than anybody else. And I think Sean McVay and his run game coordinator, Ryan Wendell, I'm assuming that's who that is, they're going to do a fantastic
job. They're going to find a way.
Oh, yeah, they're going to find a way.
They're going to find a way
to run the football.
All right. It's break time. Get your Harmony cheese out. Cut some slices up. Settle back. Got a quick break. Go to harmonycheese.com and order up some great cheeses for you. Subscribe to our On Point Live video, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie at our YouTube channel. Take a break and be back. It's On Point Live.
Transforming your land with a John Deere compact tractor is as easy as connect, latch, load, haul, spread. Cutting grass is as simple as roll, click, mow. Box blading is as effortless as hook, lock, grade. And backhoeing is as convenient as turnaround, switch, dig. Because when you've got the versatility to tackle just about any job and dealer support in your own backyard, you just have to get in the seat. Find the right compact tractor for you at JohnDeere.com.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hey, want to hear something great? Right now at Wendy's, you can get two of the number one selling bacon cheeseburger in all fast food, the JBC, plus medium fries and a medium soft drink for just $8. Want to hear something else great? Double the burger means double the bacon. Now that's a game changer. Two of the number one bacon cheeseburgers with fries and a drink for just $8. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Request $8 JBC meal deal to obtain discount. Individual items at regular price.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka, handcrafted and pure. This is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, along with Jackie Slater, Vince Ferragamo, the stars of our show. Let me ask you gentlemen a question. We've been we've received a shipment of HarmonyCheese.com cheeses, HarmonyCheese.com. And I'm telling you, Jackie, you may have a problem here because they sent the traditional Abergele, but now they also have included the 9-year-aged Abergele. What do you think?
We don't have a problem at all.
What, we don't?
We have no problems. I'm going to be in charge of passing it out, my friend. This is where I'm going to pull it, let my weight.
You're not going to get any, Michael. No, that's for sure.
Michael, well, don't worry about it, Michael. I'll make sure there's some left over
Vince,
for you.
Okay. This one has your name. We've got the traditional double Gloucester, and then we've got the 9-year age double Gloucester.
Oh, yeah.
I like that age.
Yeah,
cheese.
And they got an aged Abergele in there, too, I believe. Yeah.
Goes great with Sangiovese, from what I hear.
Ooh, yes.
Vince, you got a winery. You should tell everybody how to get your wine.
Yeah, the Tenuta de Ferragamo. See?
Lord.
Here we go. You know, it's a super Tuscan.
The Tenuta de Alipay.
It's got the Sangiovese. And it has the Cabernet.
Granny Green Springs.
Nothing like that. We have,
take
we
it
have
easy,
the wine.
Jackie. I've okay. seen you. I've
wine
seen you
and
pop
cheese
a bottle
great pairing,
too.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Great pair. I will admit. Right, I am.
You can enjoy it.
I'm starting to get a discerning taste for a nice Carissa J.
There you go.
One of your top
a
wines.
A nice light wine. Yeah, goes
and,
well
and,
with
and
food.
A bold cheese.
There you
pair
go.
It with Harmony Cheese.
Yes.
HarmonyCheese.com.
Tames the cheese down.
Sorry your Packers tied up there. They're from Wisconsin, by the way, the great cheese area. All right. Speaking of great pairings, how about the Giants-Chargers? Giants outlast the Chargers 21-18. We'll start with you, Jackie Slater.
Well, Vince, you know, I was thinking about you because, you know, I know you have some issues with the offensive coordinator. And here I am looking at the Chargers, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, man, you're on your third left tackle. You switch your guards around 2 or 3 times and your center. You're on your right guard is out. Your starting right guard is out. You're on a backup right tackle, and you're throwing the football 43 times. Your quarterback got hit last. He got sacked 6 times last week. He's been hit 23 times in the last 2 weeks. And, Vince, you don't run the football.
Yeah.
Why in the world would you let your arguably – now, the head coach said he's the best quarterback in the league.
Yes.
Why would you let the best quarterback in the league get beat up like that?
Well, he's tempted –
when you know your offensive line is beat up.
Greg Roman is tempted to use Justin Herbert as much as he can. That's basically to say it simply as that. But I think, Jackie, a lot more goes in – to your offensive scheme of things, when Omarion Hampton has 128
absolutely.
Yards on 12 carries.
Absolutely.
That's it. And your
Vince,
quarterback, okay, well, Jackie.
Oh, my goodness.
Jackie,
offensive linemen want to run block. We don't want pass block.
I understand.
Unless we have to.
I understand.
Why not? If you're having success running the ball, run the ball.
Well, okay, especially when your line is a little makeshift. Okay, and you have to protect the quarterback. You know that 50% of his passes were pressured. And I believe, Michael, that anytime a quarterback gets pressured, it's worse than a sack because it is mind-boggling. It is frustrating when you get pressured, and it has more of an effect on you. As you get sacked, you want to get back up, dust your pants off, and get back and hit the guy,
yep.
All right? And it gets you fiery. It's a different concept. So you can't always pressure the quarterback. And if you're getting that many pressures – something's wrong.
I wish
we got to shore up our offensive attack.
by running the football.
I wish I had known that was the mentality of quarterbacks, those 21 that I played with, that they were more concerned about getting pressured than getting hit. Yep. And I wouldn't have felt so bad when, when they got hit,
come
man.
Come on, man. It's a fighting man's game. That's why Jackson Dart did so much for this Giants team, Jackie. They're a just totally different team with him in the game, Michael. Yep. I mean, you know, he has a lot of fight as a young quarterback. You saw him in preseason. You saw what he meant to the team, how they were winning. They won every game in the preseason. He played a lot. And he brings a different element to the game, Jackie. He brings a level of confidence, a level of spirit that you want to play with the guy.
And, Vince, you're saying a lot about that guy, considering that Tuliapo,
yeah,
from USC,
right,
sacked the guy four times.
Yes,
and one
and he
time,
kept getting.
And I think the first time he hit him, he was unencumbered to the quarterback. So yeah, that's saying a lot about Jackson Dart.
Take a hit.
One guy sacked him four times says a lot about the people that were responsible for blocking that one guy. You see?
Yeah.
So and he got up and kept playing.
All right, talking about taking the hit, the Bears blocking a game-winning field goal, beating the Raiders 25-24. Vince Ferragamo, that new coach, Ben Johnson, maybe he's got the Bears going here now. What do you think?
Well, the block party's happening every week, it sounds like, because
block party.
Everybody's getting, the deciding factor is the special teams block
right
on these punts and also on
field goal
mm-hmm attempts. But Ben Johnson has had an intriguing effect on Caleb Williams, and he's not only improving his game, but he's psychologically putting him in a position to figure out things on the fly, and he doesn't have to do it in full speed motion, because when you're a quarterback and you're experienced in the league, say like a Patrick Mahomes, everything seems to slow down for you, and that's the kind of impression you have to have. You have to be able to decipher information, stay in the pocket when required, and deliver the ball with a good pass accuracy, Jackie. And I think Caleb has those abilities.
Right,
he's
right.
Probably the only quarterback in his minimal amount of starts that has had the success that any quarterback in the league has ever had.
Right, right.
So he does have a lot of promise. He just needs to be molded into place, just like a Bo Nix. Some of these young quarterbacks, a Jackson Dart, they have to be molded. You got Brian Daboll with the Giants. You know, you have Ben Johnson now with the Bears. So these will have a definite effect.
It truly does come down to coaching that position.
It does.
Really does.
A lot of it is.
Jaguars against the 49ers. 49ers are having some problems here, Jackie Slater. Jaguars beat them 26-21. Your thoughts?
Yeah, surprisingly so. I mean, the head coach up there has historically done a fantastic job. And I got to assume that right now they're having some problems. The quarterback has been nicked up, Vince. They've had mm-hmm some guys nicked up in the offensive line on the defensive side of the ball. They haven't been themselves. And, you know, there's one of the great things about the San Francisco 49ers that I have noticed over the years is that they always play their best football when it is needed, particularly under this head coach. And I'm looking for one heck of a game this week, because these are the two best teams in the NFC West. And they are probably the as big a rivals to each other as any combination of teams in the National Football League. Mm-hmm. So the emotion is brought to the table with a matchup like this. And both these coaches are smart. They know each other. Right. It's going to be a real fun watch. And don't forget, I hate the San Francisco 49ers with a passion. I will never stop hating them with my passion. And so I'm 100% feeling that the Rams are going to thump them well.
Well, now, it's a big rivalry, Michael, you know, and the Rams always play better up in San Francisco, and the 49ers always play a little better down here.
Always.
For some reason or another, that's what happens. But we did see a few exchange of words between Robert Saleh and Cohen Liam last weekend. After the game. It didn't look good.
Where was that? I just happened to believe that they were struggling on defense. I had it. I was going to read it. I can't find it here, Vinny.
Oh, man.
Do you have it, Vince? Dude, let me see. I just can't believe what
it's right here.
Well, I can't believe.
Right
let me see what
right
was coming
here.
Out. I couldn't believe. I couldn't believe.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Cohen. Cohen said, "Keep my name out of your mouth. Keep my name out of your mouth. Keep my name out of your effing mouth."
Wow, that shouldn't have been
Vince.
Like that.
And then Salah replied, I was trying to compliment your ass. Well, I shouldn't be saying that on the air here. Yeah. He said, I was effing your world. I will effing your world up. You don't want to F with me. I will effing in your effing life.
No class. Neither one.
You know what that is, Vince? Those are two men who have known each other for some time, who has at some point been friends, and in a friendly, confrontational sort of way, now all of a sudden they're having to compete. Having to compete, win, lose against one another. These guys are very familiar with us. I bet you these guys should have beers all the time.
Yeah,
and they are more comfortable listening to what they're saying to each other than you and I are.
They don't have to play each other the rest of the year, Jackie.
Yeah, I know.
So you
can bet your bottom dollar that the harshness of these words and what they sounded like
they're gonna carry over.
was nowhere near that intensity. They were upset with each other, but they are men who respect each other, and they were just caught up in the moment for doing the game.
Let's see how the 49ers show up. Let's see how Roberts shows up.
I think both teams are going to show up.
You want to see the love. A lot of love.
There's a lot of love of being spewed, and you just have to be able to read between the lines. And that's why it was so easy for me to read this, is because I know and I have seen that kind of a confrontation before, and these guys probably love each other. They probably know each other. And they're going to sit down 20 years from now and have a beer and a cigar and remember this.
Well, that frustration is carrying over on the field of play, because they both showed up and the 49ers laid an egg, okay? And I don't see this team, even on offense, Brock Purdy, they're not sharp. They're not executing like the way they used to. Something's wrong in that organization. And for Ram fans, we got a good chance.
Yes.
All right, this Eagles 31, Buccaneers 25. What'd you see, Vince, in the Eagles 31, Bucks 25?
Well, I saw the tush push. Did you see the new
play?
Yes. They're trying to figure out ways to stop the tush push.
I've been waiting on this, Vince.
What did they do? They handed the ball in a reverse to Saquon Barkley. Nobody was expecting it. He walked in the end zone. If they keep doing this with Nick Sirianni and Vic Fangio, when they start, and they're playing good defense, they're just getting by. They're like the Chiefs last year. They're just getting by one score wins, Jackie. They got something to prove.
Remember what I told you? I told you, leave the tush push alone. Because eventually
something's gonna happen.
Somebody's gonna figure out how to stop the tush push. Now, as opposed to somebody figuring out how to stop the tush push has grown.
Yeah.
Now it has grown to give it
a different level.
Huge.
To a different level. So now there are different components of it. The defense, the defenders better get on it. They better get on the horse.
Yeah.
Because this is a growing trend that's going to win football games.
Here's another thing. Let me give you some insight for the future. When you're in a tush push alignment, when you motion a guy out of that alignment, you're going to definitely get single coverage. So you're going to put one of your good receivers and go one-on-one and going to win every time.
Every time. So it's the
That's going to be a pass place off the tush push.
Vince, I'm still waiting on
because those guys are all buried in the ground. They can't get no rush on the quarterback.
I'm still waiting on the genius of the defensive mind that comes up with the plan to stop the tush push in its entirety.
The only way to do it is line up in the tush push defensively.
Bills 31, Saints 19.
Saints don't have a chance.
They don't have a chance. Not a snowball chance.
There's nothing going on with the Saints.
Lions 34. Lions 34, Browns 10.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's.
You know what surprised me, Owen, is 27-10. There was no urgency from the Cleveland Browns. What kind of offense, what kind of team is that?
Well,
you're set down 17 points. Come on, let's go, guys.
Texans 26, Titans 0.
Well, it was a matter of time before D'Amico Ryans and his team and C.J. Stroud came back to work, Jack.
Absolutely.
Patriots 42, Panthers 13.
That was not a surprise. I think the Carolina Panthers are probably one of the worst teams in the National Football League, and that wasn't a surprise to me at all.
Broncos,
Jackie's got my
Broncos
numbers over there.
28.
I like the quarterback.
Broncos 28, Bengals 3. We got to keep our producer Corey happy there.
Well, without that quarterback.
Sean Payton's got that running game going, Jackie.
Vince, without the quarterback, they didn't have a chance.
Yeah. Bengals are kind of finished. All their money's wrapped up in three guys, one guy's out.
It's just like the Minnesota Vikings with the two highest paid wide receivers sitting over there all disgusted that they don't have anybody that can throw them the ball.
Nobody to block.
All right, we're taking a break and to wrap things up, get our picks together for you. So get out and copy them down. It's On Point Live every week at this time. Check out our sponsor, HarmonyCheese.com. We'll be back with On Point Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. I've been paid by our producer, Corey Marino, to say he's leading us in the picks. So let's get into him right now.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right.
There we go. Yeah. All right, Minnesota-Cleveland. Who do you like?
I like Minnesota on this one.
Me too.
Minnesota.
I've got Las Vegas at Indianapolis. I like Indy.
Colts for a bounce back game.
Colts.
Yep.
Yeah, New York Giants at New Orleans. Jackie.
I'm going with the New York Giants.
Me yeah, too. Jackson Dart.
That pass rush.
I like them.
Dallas at New York Jets. Vince.
Dallas. I'm going with the Cowboys.
I think they got some momentum after last week.
Yes.
Denver at Philadelphia. I'm picking Philly.
I'm going with Philly as well.
Just push. I got to go with Philly, too.
Yeah.
But Denver's good.
Miami at Carolina. Vince.
Oh, the Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Yeah. Houston at Baltimore. I'm going Baltimore.
I'm going with the Ravens. They got to win one.
Yeah, they got to win one.
With or without Lamar.
And Lamar, he's got a hamstring.
Tyler Huntley, they can do it.
Yeah, but I don't know. He's got a pulled hamstring.
Tyler Huntley.
Yeah, could be
tough.
I think
so goes Lamar, so goes the Baltimore Ravens.
It's all Derrick Henry in that game. It's going to be
Derrick
Henry.
Tennessee at Arizona. Jackie.
Well, I'm going to have to go with Arizona.
I'm with you.
I hate to do that, but I have to say Arizona, too.
Tampa Bay at Seattle. That's a tough one for me. I had Tampa Bay. I may pick Seattle. I'm going to go Seattle.
Baker's a competitor.
Baker's
I have to go with Seattle. See, I like McDonald. They got that team playing.
McDonald's playing some.
They got to get Cooper Kupp and
In Jigba, in the middle. Yeah.
Running routes in the middle.
Yeah, man, I agree.
Detroit at Cincinnati. I like Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
Detroit.
Right now.
No Joey.
Washington at the Chargers. I'm going Chargers.
Is Jalen going to be back?
Jalen Daniels is back.
If he's back, I'm going to go with Washington.
I'll go with the Chargers at home. They got to bounce back after that.
I don't know, Vince. Their offensive line is beat to pieces.
New England at Buffalo. Vince.
Buffalo.
At Orchard Park.
You played with them. You got it.
Yeah.
Got to be kidding.
Who do you like in the playoffs for baseball?
Vince. How about Kansas City or Jacksonville? You forgot that Monday night game.
Oh, yeah, Kansas City, Jacksonville.
I got the Chiefs.
I think that quarterback has bounced back.
Yeah.
And he's rolling. Back. He and his tight end.
Who do you like in the baseball playoffs?
Baseball, Jack. Well, come on, man. Dodgers.
I'm going to have to go with the Dodgers. You know, too. They're playing right now. They're not going to be
in time. American League.
Seattle Blue Jays. I don't know if those wild card teams are going to beat those guys.
I don't think so either.
And Brewers are tough, too.
Email us at onpoint@crntalk.com. We read them on the air. onpoint@crntalk.com. Don't forget our sponsor, harmonycheese.com. And go to our website, onpointlive.net. What do we always say, gentlemen?
Stay on point.